from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You gotta go live!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Delete that for me, will you, Evan? Sounds like an angry man.
That's like the guy who hates his nickname and says, don't call me that anymore. Guaranteed.
Who's ever hated their nickname? Pete Franklin gave me this. This wasn't self-anointed. Who's ever hated their nickname? Steiny, you love it.
Okay, what if I started calling, hey, what's up, fat boy?
You wouldn't be talking to me.
That's not a nickname. That's an insult.
That's not a nickname. That's an insult.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
What if somebody's losing their hair? Hey, Baldy.
That's what I'm saying.
That's not.
Hey, don't call me fat boy. Well, guess what? They're going to be calling you fat boy.
Like Deion Sanders prime time. Like that stuff. The chef.
Maybe you call like Mr. Stay Puff or Pillsbury Doughboy. That's different.
E-Dog.
That's original.
It don't matter if he's my E-Dog.
I got a question for Warrior fans.
Before you ask it, Steiny, real quick, tonight at Chase Center, 7 p.m., tickets are available at warriors.com, the California Classic, Warriors versus Kings for the, get this, Mitch Richmond California Cup Championship Trophy, and Pods and TJD. He'll 20 shots for him tonight in this game.
At least.
All right, for Pods.
Yeah, we lost the caller while you were doing Raymond Ritter's bidding.
We're the show. We love the callers, but it's not gasoline to the show. Well, people want to, I hear that sometimes.
What?
They want to hear us.
Well, sometimes we're like Ross Perot's vice president. We're just out of ammunition. We don't have a lot to go for anymore.
Evan's like, who?
Pajinski's got ammo.
Boy,
he probably heard they needed a number two score.
Yeah, boy, he's vying for it.
No, the one thing I got a stumper for Warrior fans about Mike Dunleavy Jr.
Give it to
the GM. What do we know? What do we know about Mike Dunleavy 1 year in to his tenure running the Golden State Warriors?
Nothing.
It's been essentially a year.
I'm gonna say nothing.
What do we know? I'm gonna disagree with that.
All right. I'm saying I'm waiting.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
And you're going to say, oh, that's right, Steiny. Guess what? I answered too quickly without thinking. It looks like he had a pretty good draft. So maybe we're looking at a GM that's got a good eye for young talent. That's possible.
I can't take that from you.
Thank you.
But it goes back to what you just said before the break about Lakeup.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he had said this at that Bob Myers, goodbye presser, Steiny. We're a group. So I'm just saying I won't rob any GM of getting the credit for the picks panning out, especially TJD and Pods. But we don't know who's all involved in that.
Well, I got a million questions about this because, okay, Mike Dunleavy's been the general manager for a year. How do you think about the job that he took? Because look at Dunleavy and I say, okay, he's been the GM for a year. Well, he's inherited a nightmare. I think he's inherited a championship core that's aging.
I'll back you up on that.
So he's already behind the eight ball when he took the job. A little like Gabe Kapler talked about how he was when he took the managing job for the Giants. So when I assess Mike Dunleavy, I absolutely put into the equation, he's in an awful position to start his tenure. And so I have to give him more leeway than if he came in here and had a a star in his prime and two first-round draft picks and a lot of salary cap room to maneuver with. Like, the job was thankless when he took it. It still is a brutal, endeavor that he's taken over.
And then what about for the fans, the sector of fans that wanted Clay to remain that might blame Bob instead of Joe? Just, you know, what did we know about Bob is even though he was excellent at his job, he was the buffer for Draymond Green. Mm-hmm. You take that, you do with that what you will, but to me, he was the buffer, and I felt like Bob got extra credit because of that. But what if some Warrior fans are like, damn, you couldn't protect the big three and Clay left on your watch?
Which
may be a blessing for the team moving forward, but if people are, trying to hit the sentimental aspect of all this and the big three riding off together, they might look at Dunleavy be like, again, you couldn't save it.
Well, I think one of the inherent issues the Warriors have with an owner like Joe Lacob is you don't really, okay, they make all their decisions by committee.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
I got you.
Fine. Then Mike Dunleavy is on the hook for the Draymond Green contract. But is it really fair? I mean, you either have to say it is or it isn't in a way. I get it.
It's got to be across the board. Then you
exactly. And like, that's where do we really know? Do we really know?
No, we don't.
And that's like the one thing that it's one of those things maybe we'll never find out.
We got a super chat, $1.99 from the great Rich Mitchin. Oh. Do you think Dre played well at the end of the season? I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say I can't remember.
Wow.
And he must not have played well enough. Draymond was fine when he played.
And that's what makes me so much more angry when you look at the season. When he was on the courts, Donnie, it worked.
Yeah. What do we know about Mike Dunleavy a year later? He's been the GM for a year. He's in the middle of his second offseason.
He'll pull the trigger on a big deal, but then it goes to
what you don't know that.
See, but if we're being proactive.
But he hasn't made a big deal yet.
But he tried.
Well,
I see.
Well, would we give? We don't give Farhan any credit for trying.
Well, no, the tries have been. He's got like a boneyard of tries. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
this was
well,
the
Dunleavy's
first one
over,
for Mike.
Well,
and then
the first one we know of from. Actually, I'll say that. No, he's 0 for 2 because they went after LeBron at the trade deadline.
Well,
I'm just saying.
But I love the aggressiveness. The Lakers probably thought they still had action at a chip. But, okay, yeah, they called.
Let's go to Dave. Dave's in San Jose. Hey, Dave, how you doing, man?
Steiny. Goo, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
Hey, so you asked a couple questions since you've been a caller's on, so I'll tell you about Mike Dunleavy, a player. I'm 39, lifelong Warriors fan, and I'm going to stick as a Warriors fan, and they're going to lose a lot of fans because they're all used to winning. I remember the dog days, man. Mm-hmm. I remember 2015 championship. That was the greatest championship in Bay Area sports because I didn't think it was possible.
Wow.
That's how garbage the Warriors were. And Mike Dunleavy was a part of that. He was soft as a player. He could have got punked for rebounds. His shot was in and out, and sometimes he would make you a layup. So that's who he was as a player. Now, you want to talk about the GM? I'll tell you this, he's got a good poker face. He goes one day saying, we like Jordan Poole, he's on our roster, the next day trading him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you got to give the guy credit for not making the moves. I'm sorry, man. PG wasn't going to make a difference, bro. I mean, yeah, he would have made us from 10 to 6, but we ain't winning no championship. He hasn't been that difference maker for any team he's been on. And you don't have anybody sell me on Lauri Markkanen, man. He's damn near Andrew Wiggins.
And what do you want? What do you want?
Look, this is what we're going to do because there's not a lot out there. Like you said, let's take a flyer, and this is not the best thing you could do, but it's maybe the smart thing to do at this point in time. So take a flyer on Ben Simmons, get off of Andrew Wiggins and Looney, and Ben Simmons is on retiring contract, expiring contract after this year at $40 million. So you have that $40 million at the trade deadline or going into next year. But there's just not a lot of options. But to say the one thing that Dunleavy's good at is draft picks, and then you're going to trade all your draft picks for Lauri Markkanen. That just don't make sense. You know what I mean? And his hands are tied because Lacob's going to lose some money. You know, he basically said, put his foot down, I'm not spending no more, but you're going to go out there with this squad? We're not any better. You know, so now it's about who are you as a Warriors fan? Me, I'm a lifer, man. You know, shout out to Clay. Man,
Cooper
I spent $50 on CSN BA for his first game back. $50. I canceled it next week just to watch his first game back. You know, the only good thing about him going to another team is jersey's going to be 50% off. So I'm going to load up. HOF.
Well, there you go.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
Yep.
A couple things. We just had
Dave was sad.
We had Ben Golliver on. Washington Post, he's covering the Olympic team, and we did bring up Paul George with him, and he said it was a great move not to go get Paul George. Yeah. And time will tell on that one. Time will tell. This is the one thing I was thinking about. By the way, tomorrow...
You beat me to it.
You know who we're going to have on? You know who we're going to have on... Tomorrow, slow mo, Kyle Anderson.
Nah, we'll give you a two.
I'm all over it. Kyle Anderson joining us tomorrow at 10:20
Early.
Can I ask a logical question?
Right after Steve Kerr joins Willard and Dibbs later today.
Well, that's not right after. That's the day later.
12 hours, something like that. Yeah.
Kind of like. He's a day late and a dollar short sometimes, our Evan is. Okay, so
Cool. Yeah, you know what's not cool before you get to that?
Don't come down my road right now. I'm not having it.
No, the fat boy. That wasn't directed at me.
No, it was not. Yeah,
but the people think I'll fight for my life. I had to bring that up. Boy. Oh, Evan. Go ahead, baby.
Okay. Isn't this possible? Mike Dunleavy and Joe Lacob sit down with Steph Curry at the end of the season.
Yeah.
And say, Steph, let's talk about some stuff. Okay, let's do this. Let's do it. Yep. Okay. Steph, you've been in the league 15 years. You know how this league works. You know where we've been and you know where we are. Okay, we are going to try to get you a running mate.
Okay, I love it.
We're going to try to get you a running mate. But Steph, you know, because you've been in this league 15 years, you cannot always get what you want. We're going to try to get you a running mate. Short of that, we are going to try to upgrade around the margins, and while we're doing that, we are going to get our salary cap structure in order so that in a year's time, or even when the season starts, if we haven't gotten you that running mate, because you can't always get what you want, we are going to create a situation this summer that will allow us to... give us the chance to get you a running mate with better and better odds over the course of a season, so that next season, if we can't do it this year, we'll be in a much better spot to pull it off next year. Because again, Steph, you know that where we are right now, salary-wise, it's a long shot. Next year, next offseason, or maybe even at the trade deadline, or maybe even in December, we'll have a better shot strategically to get you your guy. Can you work with us?
I can, Joe, but on August 6th, I want my 61 M's.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Yeah.
But
because that could keep him fed. Like, of course.
Right. But
like,
then I also say, but then, you know, you don't get the no trade clause.
Yeah. Yeah, whoa, man. This is, whoa. Like, I don't want to see him in another uniform. I just hate the thought, but I understand that people are looking around like, holy hell. I can't get mad at people getting to that point of, if you want to do what's best for both parties, if this is the worst case scenario, Steph would be in a trading him. He would be in another uniform. Like, who was the caller earlier? Like, that was real. I felt that. Like, nobody wants that to happen. Rob from San Bruno. But that's what I think Mike and Joe are up at night, and Kirk not sleeping, because they're trying to avoid that. But now, here, I got to throw this to you. You're going to laugh because I'm not this guy. This Cooper Flag thing, Stoney, I'm over here shaking, man. I know, but what if he were to come out after a year? Like, I'm just, don't tell me teams don't have their, oh boy. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's
like
risky.
It happened.
But it's risky. Tank, even trying to lose.
But if you're,
okay, you go 20 and 62.
If you're not a playoff team, and this is my team.
But there's
no sure
thing. You're still going to go into the lottery.
Yeah. Like, no, I hear. Got you. It ain't the NFL.
Like, who won the lottery last year?
I got you.
Not the number one, not the worst team in the league.
And damn sure ain't the NFL, where the worst gets.
You know, I am going to disagree slightly. When you say nobody wants to trade Steph Curry,
right.
I disagree.
Well, who would say they want that now?
I think there's certain. I think we've taken enough calls and texts to say, yes, there are people that are further along than you.
But
in terms of Steph Curry, they'll say, you know what? Wake up. It's over.
And again,
the fastest way back to relevancy is that.
I love that. But that's the fan, which I am experienced. I'm going dibs on you, Stoney. I'm talking about the people that run the organization. Even if they felt that today, it's the optics. It's what he means. You got to make it look a certain way before getting to, hey, we're looking to shop them. That's what I'm saying, Stoney. So some more losing would have to be involved, and nobody's trying to do that on purpose, but it has to be one of those things where, wow, such and such didn't make the jump. You almost start to feel bad for Steph. And watching that playing game against Zach, you're going to laugh. I felt bad for him in the sense that he couldn't throw the ball to anybody else to try to create or and actually, Pajemski and Kuminga were the only ones able to do anything. So when you talk about the fans, I get it. I'm talking about the guys that run this business, Donnie. Mm-hmm. If you get to this juncture, across this bridge, you got to make it look a certain way.
Will there ever be a time, do you think? Or what would be the circumstances that would dictate we have to start thinking about it?
10 games under 500 at the trading deadline, or the All-Star break, or another season that results in no playoffs. That's it for me. If you hit that metric right there, Stoney, come on, man. With Steph, I think you're doing more damage to his brand. And I know it's about the Warriors, but Steph, 2 years in a row on his home team with no player, that nobody's going to blame Steph. Some will say, oh, it's coming. But they're going to blame what's around him and the people that construct what's around him.
Why?
Because
LeBron doesn't get that courtesy.
But he's got Anthony Davis,
no,
damn it.
No, but when he didn't. When he didn't.
Stoney, like, when he didn't, he had Kyrie Irving.
What I'm saying is,
he's always had an alpha. Curry's alpha got hurt, and Curry's alpha left with Durant.
Here's what I disagree with.
Young alpha left when Draymond punched Poole.
But what's the difference between the Lakers winning a title? Let's say they win a title in the bubble with Anthony Davis.
Yeah, that happened.
Okay. Why isn't anybody saying, well, LeBron needs help? Well, he's got Anthony Davis.
Right.
Okay, well, Steph Curry has Andrew Wiggins, who was Anthony Davis 2 years ago. Yeah, right. Like, why is he doesn't have any help, but 2 years ago, everybody's saying Andrew Wiggins is the second best player on this team.
Well, we all agree now, Stoney, Andrew Wiggins is gone. That guy is no more for right now. And we can't put that at the doorstep of Steph Curry not needing help. When he had it, he won a chip. And this one particular guy, you compare, Anthony Davis shows up.
But my point is,
and so we need Clay to replenish Thompson. That.
You can't do it right away. Well. Like, you can't acquire Andrew Wiggins from 2 years ago now,
but
like, you can't.
That's what, to me, Paul George represented.
But it's marketing. And that is the part, I guess, where it does bother me. That, okay, 2 years ago, Steph had help. This past year, he didn't have help. But, like, none of it's on him. Why not? Well, why isn't any of it on him?
Well, listen, you know I'm not saying that.
He's not at the same level.
He's the least part of least of your problems.
That's fine.
At 26 a game.
But let's be honest. Wiggins is not the same player he was 2 years ago. Clay wasn't. Neither is Draymond.
Well, he was suspended.
Neither is Steph. Let's put them all together.
Before you get to Steph, Stani, those three add up to enough to where you can understand why they didn't win with one of those three on your finger, missed 25 games. Who called the engine to this
thing? They can't win. One of the reasons they can't win it all anymore is because Steph can't be number one.
Stani, I'm not saying you're wrong, but do you really believe that?
Yes.
I don't.
I mean,
I would tell you guys right now if I believe. I don't believe that. You're telling me less than 24 months, he won a chip and we're...
Well, what happened to Wiggins? Like, it's happening to Steph.
But that's not Curry's fault. And I'm not saying Curry didn't slip.
It's not Curry's fault that he's not the player he was 2 years ago.
And it becomes more apparent when... My guys just go off the farm. We don't know what's up with Wiggins because he's metamorphosed into something that we don't, that's not helping. Like, why are you, I'm just asking Donnie, why are you stuck at Steph?
9-2, I'm not stuck at Steph. He's one of five guys who have deteriorated in the last 2 years. Oh, he's deteriorated less. You want to play that game?
The big piece of the pie.
This is what I'm talking about. 9-2-5. Steph had help 2 years ago, but he didn't this year. Only he had the exact same starting lineup in both years, essentially. Like, that's what I'm talking about. Why is it all on everybody but Steph?
Well, Jordan Poole is not here. Lionel Richie's not here. And Iguodala's not here. So, Stani, you can do that. I'm not radio mad. I just know Steph is still a top 10 player
in this league. He's not, Goo.
Give me 10 guys.
I mean, it's too easy to do that right now. Jalen Brunson's better than Steph.
He had a better year. I'll give you that. But don't tell me Steph
36.
Can't come back and have a better year than Jalen Brunson. That's just me. I'm not ready for Jalen
Brunson.
You asked
me who's a better player. He's a better player than Steph right now. He just is, Goo. He was second team All-NBA or third team All-NBA.
Okay, can I do this, though? If we put Curry on that current Knicks team, you think Curry couldn't cook like Jalen Brunson was cooking?
Knicks went to the Eastern Conference Finals,
But I'm just saying, you don't think Steph could... That would be easier basketball than what he's doing with him.
I don't care what his numbers would be. I'm not saying for sure that Steph Curry easily has the Knicks in the Eastern Conference Finals, just like Jalen Brunson.
Then you're saying you think Jalen right now, it's like nothing
better.
Can change. I don't think
if Steph
he
comes
had a
back
better
and,
season, I'll give you that.
If Steph comes back and has a better year, but what are they, like, Brunson's in his prime. And miss me with the Steph 1 Clutch Player Award. Seriously.
Who hit? Oh, I didn't
hit
you with that.
Please.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.